I recently attended the Ultimate Women's Expo in Jacksonville, Florida, and women were answering questions from our question bag. Here's a question these two ladies picked from our bag.
Should I say the question? Mm-hmm. Which life category do you spend most of your time in? I would say professional.
See, I got a harder one. Define your personal style in three words and what influences these motives. I guess I would say comfortable, chic, and classy. Mm-hmm. And what influences, I just like to be comfortable. Like I, you know, just want to be able to be myself and but I still remain kind of classy. Yeah.
Bye. These two women agreed that they spend most of their time in the life category of professional, and one of them expressed three things that described her personal style but was slightly unsure about the motives or influences for her personal style. Now, why is that? I don't know her personally, but many people don't realize your personal appearance is a nonverbal communicator. And for many people, men and women, but for the sake of this episode and the month of Women's History Month, our personal appearance controls our life because we let all the information on the internet consume our thoughts and decision making. So what you see, is it really helping you or just entertaining your thoughts and stretching your wallet to add on to the junk in your closet? If this is for you, you have to take control of your personal appearance and how it affects you as a businesswoman. So I want to ask you this. How does dressing well affect your business dealings or life? Let's get right into it. Welcome to Mean Notes Podcast. My name is Macabre Reed, the personal style consultant with a holistic approach. I'm here to help you be the best version of yourself while creating a smoother and easier dressing experience so that you can utilize your personal appearance for better opportunities. On these fashion episodes, you'll get a mix of original audio content of What's Your Mean, the dressing experience, afterthoughts, speaking engagements, and more. Are you ready to level up your personal appearance? All right, let's get this party started. From the outside looking in, the way you present yourself does affect your dealings in your professional field or just living life. To some, the topics surrounding around dressing well, fashion, or style may come across as vain, self-absorbed, or shallow. But when you are a business owner, especially a woman business owner, the influence that you create with your non-verbal communication sets a tone for you in the long run. Have you ever noticed the attention you get when you wear a pair of heels, a nice little dress, versus a leisure wear like a tracksuit and some tennis shoes? It's definitely a different vibe. I can definitely say today's one of my down days. And, you know, I'll get the hellos and the stares, but when it's a dress and heels, you know, people are more courteous to holding the door. It's definitely a different vibe. How about you guys? The tonality of how people approach you, talk to you, and offer a different approach. I also want to point out the level of effort that you put into yourself and the self-esteem that is paired with your outfit just has a certain type of effect that showcases a sign of respect. I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely the girl that loves to get dolled up. I mean, this is why I started this type of business, besides that my skill set, but I really love, this is like my favorite part of the day, getting ready and just sorting through. It's just really exciting for me. It ignites just a funness, a flirtiness, a part of me that I could just relive over and over again, not only because that I'm good at it, but it's just fun for me. And to do this for a living, it's very much a blessing. And with me having such an admiration for doing this over and over again, every single day, whether it's a good day or a bad day, it showcases, even on my down days. I know for a lot of you, you work from home 100% of the time, or you just step into the office maybe one or two times a week or a month. It's hard to create this new level of professionalism. But clients of mine have been enjoying the journey of finding a happy medium of comfort and business. I've definitely noticed since the pandemic, a lot of women are juggling between comfort and business. The trendy thing to say before the pandemic, it was definitely business casual. I don't really hear people say this phrase very much. So it's very interesting to see that everyone wants to be comfortable, especially since a lot of people are working from home. They're doing Zoom calls, so they're able to be very comfortable or halfway comfortable on the bottom and definitely party at the top. Like, that's what I like to call it. Just have a lot of the fun and dress up because that's what people see. Or they just kind of just be more business minded when they step out of their home, and they can be very, very comfortable and at ease in their own comfort home, because maybe they have a extra room or extra area where they do business and create or whatever they want to do. But yes, definitely during the pandemic and post-pandemic, I definitely hear a lot of my clients, people I talk to since I'm out and about, a lot of people want to be comfortable. And hell, one of the girls in the video in the beginning of this episode, she definitely mentioned her style is comfortable. And for a lot of people, that can be a lot of different things. So very, very interesting. Depending on what your career is and in the company environment, you should find out what fits that need. And what I mean that need, you need to have a happy medium of the company policy. This is definitely particular if you are in one of those industries that's very cookie cutter, and because they care about their image, they want their team to be as a whole or collective or come off polished. Or if you have a lot more flexibility, which you're aware, you can definitely make sure that you can be comfortable while also executing a level of professionalism where people respect you, or you want to command that attention, you want to claim that authority. There are definitely silhouettes, colors, and the way that it is gracing over your body. That is definitely important. I want to get into the ladies who shared their experiences on how dressing well affects their business dealings. So let's get into it.
As an entrepreneur in the media industry, dressing well and having a distinct style is important because a clean, neat, and well-groomed media practitioner appears more professional and reliable, and this will definitely improve the reception he receives.
First of all, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm very interested in it, and it's exciting for me because I am a fashion designer. I've had my own clothing brand. I am in the clothing and textile industry, so I thought this is quite an interesting project, and thus this is why I am applying. Honestly speaking, from experience over the past 10 years that I've had my fashion brand since 2014, I've seen the effect that dressing up, not only because I have a clothing brand, but the psychology personally and externally that I've seen with clients and as well as events that I've attended, that when you dress well, you're not only confident, you exude confidence, but at the same time you are able to deliver in your business, regardless of whatever industry you are in, that you can advertise yourself properly, you can market yourself, because first and foremost, how you look like is the first thing that people see. So the way that you look markets your business primarily before you even say anything to potential clients or even to just anybody that you come across with. So I really think that dressing up and being polished really does affect the way that you do business. Externally, it gives that aura that people can actually, people actually want to do business with you because they can see that this person not only looks well and looks polished, but if you look and dress a certain way, then people can trust you. But if you're not dressed well, I believe that it does influence how other people would like to do business with you, and vice versa, it will affect your business eventually. And I've also seen, not just from the fact of being a fashion designer, but psychologically, when you are dressed well, you actually perform better. And I've seen that myself, even when, clients would come, I would make sure that customers and clients will interact with me on a day-to-day basis. I make sure that I'm dressed well because I'm not only representing my brand, but in just being dressed well and being polished, I actually advertise and market the business without saying anything. So yes, I hope that answers your question correctly, and I look forward to hearing from you, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
As a female entrepreneur working in the events industry, my version of dressing well might not be the same as other people's dressing well. On a day-to-day basis, you will find me like I am just now in jeans and t-shirts, but on an event basis, you may find me as a beautiful princess, or I could also be an evil hag. I have actually turned up at networking events as an evil hag, and this kind of works for myself. In my previous roles in the oil industry, I would have to dress up well, I'd have to cover my tattoos, and it didn't feel like an authentic me. Now I get to be the versions of me in the jeans and t-shirt, and the versions of me in the ball gown and the evil hag.
Hi there. I wanted to give my response to this Upwork project. Yes, I would say that the way you dress or the way I dress definitely affects how I feel professionally. I'm just going fresh right into this right now. I'm working from home and I'm very casually dressed. And I know that for myself, I've been in the apparel business. I'm a fashion apparel owner in my past. I was 30 years in business, and actually what I'm wearing, this top and this sweater, are GOTS certified organic cotton that I designed. And I'm realizing the leggings I have on underneath. After going on a walk, I came home to do my work. So I'm in sort of fitness, casual home attire, and I'm realizing I actually designed all the clothes I'm wearing. I closed my business 6 months ago, but I was an entrepreneur for 30 years. I'm now consulting brands, and I definitely find that the way I'm dressed impacts how I feel with the way when working. And so I just got off a Zoom with somebody, and even though I'm in a casual work at home look, I actually had a sweatshirt on, and I quickly was like, I'm going to put on a sweater. He can only see my face up, because I was like, it looks a little more professional and pulled together for this call. And I know for myself that often, depending on what the job is that I'm doing, wearing as a woman a blouse, a nice jacket, whether I'm in denim or jeans or not, makes a huge difference just to feel more pulled together. And it makes me feel more confident to be in an outfit that feels professional, and I have a relaxed California sensibility about me. So it doesn't mean that I have to be in a suit to feel professional, but just a nice blouse, have some jewelry on, you know, shoes that make me feel good, that I intentionally, when I'm working from home, put on outfits at times to make me feel more polished. Because if I'm living in sweatpants, even if they're comfortable, like, I feel unpolished right now. I don't feel too unpolished, but I feel a little bit maybe like blend of fitness goes casual, goes professional. But if I was having a real business meeting that was important, I would probably want to have an actual blouse on. So I hope this is not a ramble, but I'd love to be considered for this project you're doing. I definitely think clothing impacts women's moods. I think looking attractive, and I think also being able to just wear clothes that are comfortable though while working professionally, I think there's a real need for that. People don't want to, or a lot of women don't feel great feeling restricted or like they're all sucked in or wearing uncomfortable things. So, but yes, I'm a big proponent. Dress well to make you feel good, especially in your professional work. And I'd love to be a part of the call-in call for this project. All right. Bye. I'm Kate, by the way, Kate Fisher. And I used to own Synergy Organic Clothing and then Woven. I now consult brands. And my website is www.katefisher.co. And bye. Good luck. Hi again. Part two. I saw that the question is more about if it affects your business moves. Yeah, I think being polished definitely helps a lot. Having your nails done nicely definitely helps. Like, I just had to actually send a photograph of my hands to somebody, and I noticed in the pictures that my nails looked a little bit not kept, and I cropped out the ends of my nails for that. So yeah, I think that people definitely, the way you look can definitely impact, especially as a female. Yeah, dressing polished can affect your business if you're in a networking in-person event. And I also think showing up on Zoom meetings also, or video calls, it's important to, you know, you can be casual, but look a little put together. And I've actually been on calls with people, you know, like even within the Anthropology company, and I thought, oh, they're going to be so dressy and fashionable since they work for Anthropology, and they were all really casual. So you can be casual, but just like nice casual. Okay, bye.
Hi, Makara. My name is Alexa, and I am an emerging female entrepreneur. I am a travel influencer, and I run a social media management company. And I do definitely believe that the way I dress affects my business. As a female in the professional world, we are expected to always be well-dressed and well-manicured. And because I work as a digital nomad, sometimes this expectation can present challenges to me. I'm mostly living out of my suitcase, and sometimes my clothes get wrinkled or I don't have the time to get a manicure. And I've definitely noticed that when I look more polished, I have better response from customers. I've seen this happen often where when I put more effort into my appearance, they're more likely to agree to a partnership with me. And I find this very unfair considering many of my male counterparts are dressed very casually, some of them even in a gym t-shirt and shorts. As the feminist movement grows, I would really love to see some positive change on this sexist expectation, but I fear it won't come for many years. I'm very passionate about this topic, and I'd be happy to go into more detail if you'd like. I look forward to working with you, and thank you for your time.
Hello and good day. My name is Gifto Nuche, and I'm in the agricultural industry. I own a poultry farm here in Nigeria called Jirim Farms. I believe that dressing well as a female entrepreneur significantly influences my business. Beyond the conventional wisdom of making a first good impression, it helps build my confidence, and it also establishes credibility, and it also fosters positive relationships. Perception matters a lot in the business world. So I try my best to dress well and present myself in a polished manner, as this signifies and signals professionalism and me paying attention to details. And whenever I dress well, it instills confidence in my clients, my partners, and my investors. because they are more likely to trust someone who appears put together and serious about their work. So I put in extra efforts to look very good whenever I want to present business proposals to clients. Dressing well contributes to my own overall confidence. You know, whenever I feel good about how I look, it has a positive influence that it creates in my mind and also in my performance. It makes me do very good. And you know, confidence is contagious. So this will go ahead to inspire others such as my employees, collaborators, and especially my customers. Networking and relationship building are essential aspects of entrepreneurship. So whenever I dress professionally well, it makes a strong first impression, and I am easy to approach because people are more likely to engage with someone who exudes professionalism, creating opportunities for meaningful connections that would benefit my business. Whenever I dress well, it's very valuable for me to always maintain authenticity. So my personal style aligns with my brand and my industry. I try to reflect both professionalism and my unique personality. And this authenticity has set me apart and it has created a long-lasting impression between me and my clients. So as a female entrepreneur, it is very important for me to dress well and for me to maintain polished appearances, as this have positive influence on my business by building trust, boosting confidence, and also facilitating meaningful connections between me and clients. It's a powerful tool in establishing a strong professional presence that goes ahead to contribute to my overall success in the business world. Thank you very much.
Again, if you guys want to submit in your voice notes, asking a question, definitely email it to info@miien.co, and we look forward to hearing from you. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that audio. I really, really love just gathering information and everybody else's thoughts on how they perceive things, what their experiences are, and I also make sure I incorporate that in my services as well. It's why I wanted to kind of extend it and change that direction for this podcast. That's why I've been doing a lot of like audio submissions, but it's just very interesting to hear people's feedback no matter where you are in the world. As you can hear, you know, a lot of the different accents if you guys have just been joining. But it's just very interesting to hear what women's experiences, challenges are, and how they want to express themselves. So I want to get into how you can take control of your personal appearance. The first one is definitely a stemming off of my book. I feel like my book was definitely the pivotal tool of this business new direction. But number one is embracing your fashion identity. It is very important to just know who you are as a person when it comes to personal style. Personal style is all about individuality and not copying off of others. Maybe you were inspired by something or someone and you want to take an element. I want to strongly put emphasis on element, but you take an element and you just digest it for your own benefit. And when you do that, that is you kind of, I want to say like you're remixing it so that it can fit you, your lifestyle, what's going on for you. And it turns out to be something else. I mean, sometimes it can be tweaked a lot. Sometimes it can be tweaked a little. Or maybe the way you saw it, it doesn't really look good on you, but yet you observe something else while we were in the process of that element. And you found something else. So it's always important to always know or embrace your fashion identity. And when I revamped my company and started writing this book, the theme of the whole entire book was, it actually came from my clients who kept saying that they don't feel like themselves. They just feel lost during the pandemic. They were so used to wearing suits. And yeah, one particular client, she's an older woman, so she has gone through many generations of wearing suits, different types of suits, and she has very minimal, you know, gym wear or leisure wear. So her closet is all filled with different types of suits. It's so crazy. And when the pandemic happens and they had a new dress code, she was just very discombobulated and didn't know what to do with herself. So she had to find a new norm, a new journey, a new feel good for her. So we really sat down and kind of just digested who she was as a person, and then a woman, and then as a businesswoman, because she was a C-level businesswoman. So I felt it was very, very important. And especially since I had a lot more time, since at that time, the bulk of my time was taken up by high-end fashion. And that was not going on during the pandemic. So the small number of private clients that I had during the pandemic, I was able to cater to them and give them a lot more time and attention. And I was okay with that. But with her, I felt it was very, very important to kind of just dial back and get to, so that she can get to know who she is as a person, and then go up the step to a woman, and then go up the step to the personal, the business woman. It was definitely important to kind of just detach each of those identities as an individual, as a woman, and as a professional type of woman. There needed to be some type of distinction, and through that she was able to find some type of unity with her clothes and who she was, which was amazing. So she fell in love with, you know, finding sets. It reminded her of being in suits, because that's what she was doing. I want to say about 87% of the time when we were doing her percentages of how much time she spends, and it was definitely a large part of her life. So I believe that's very, very important. So number one is definitely embracing your fashion identity. So knowing who you are, so that you can bridge it with the clothes that you got going on. Knowing, you know, what you do during the week, how much time you spend, you know, being a mother or going out on dates or whatever is going on in your life that takes up a lot of the time. Definitely aligning that with who you are, so that things can be very seamless, effortlessly, and you could just be more confident instead of just being, you know, grumpy or just frustrated or just not fully yourself. So definitely embracing who you are, definitely embracing your fashion identity, so that you can show that, so that you show that you have control. You have control of your appearance, and then that funnels into the effects that you have towards others. Number two, do not let social media, aka digital media, dictate your appearance. Social media has definitely done a number on a lot of people. I'm not going to just say the young people, because there are older people than me who are very, very gung-ho on digital media. And it's like a running hamster wheel that they are on when it comes to social media. A lot of the people just want to get the quick fix. And I know social media is a free platform for promotion or information. It's quick information. But a lot of times people are not willing to do their research or willing to get to know the individual. They just want to push a product on social media. And I definitely want to say that particularly for Instagram. Instagram, I feel like that is a long infomercial. I continuously see, you know, what is my algorithms pushing me? It's pushing a lot of like people making drinks and stuff like that. But it's also in between, I see a lot of the sponsors for clothes and manufacturers and just a lot of just nonsense that I did not request. But social media is not your, I'm gonna have to say, it's not your friend when it comes to your appearance. It's there to push a product and for you to buy, or it's there for you to, no, I'm going to scratch that. It's still to push a product. I'm really going to stick to that. It's not getting to the root of your issue. I mean, I'm on social media, of course, because I'm a business, but at the end of the day, I'm not striving to post something every day to push a product, because I know the type of work that I do in my niche. I have to get to the nitty gritty of the person's individuality, and that is not an overnight thing. My work is transformational. Maybe another stylist is your forte and you guys can get stuff going on for you, but for the long run, my clients are very satisfied, and the only reason why they return back to me is because I offer services that takes the burden off of, you know, making a lot of decisions. They don't want to worry about the outfits for, you know, this month or the month of April or the month of May. So they pay for the wardrobe management service where I take over. But prior to that, we've already done the extensive work of sorting out their lifestyle and knowing how much time you spend on stuff or what their mission is so that I can dress them accordingly. All that stuff has to be done for any person being on board for the wardrobe management. There's certain services that I actually don't allow new clients to be on board, specifically because I need to know, we need to have an understanding of who you are, which goes back to the number one, embracing your fashion identity. But we need to have an understanding of who you are so that I can dress you accordingly, so that you can have a certain effect on what you are getting, have that control, have that verbal and nonverbal communication aligns. We got to do all of that. The closet got to be organized. I'm all about long term, not just for immediate. So, and social media is just all about pushing a product or just entertaining you. That is all I very much see, but I'm not the determiner for that. So that is number two. And number three, my favorite. Number three, I would have to say, is wearing you better than yesterday you. I love this statement because every woman goes through so many different phases. It doesn't matter if you're 21 and you're a new mom, or you're 37 and you're a new mom. We all go through different phases, and that doesn't even include our monthly cycle or just going through a different phase of career, or just going through a different phase of, you know, how we're feeling or how we're dressing. Women are just so multifaceted that we can go through phases and it can be so amazing. So with that said, I think it's very, very important to know who you are. That which goes to number one, but also know that you can always build, you can always knock down the identity or whatever you have right now and change it. But as long as you have the foundation, there are some days where women just go through our ebbs and flows. But as you evolve, as you age, as you learn things, as you just become more comfortable in life, in your accomplishments, in your job, in your love life, or whatever areas there are in your life, you just become more confident in you. And then that kind of just morphs into your clothes and you just look amazing. Your appearance just looks very, very much amazing. And that's just you taking full on control of who you are. And so that's what I mean by wearing you better than you yesterday. It's not going to be a fast track type of thing, but it can work. If your personal appearance were a business card, would your clothes project who you are? Are you showing up in the world the way you want to be perceived? purchase this self-help book, What You Mean by McCarver Reed. Thanks so much for tuning in another fashionable episode. If you found this episode helpful or insightful, leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening in. Share this podcast as well to a colleague, a friend, a homegirl, a partner, or even your travel buddy or something. Are you interested in hiring me as your personal style consultant for one-on-one services? Well, they are available. I have the closet plan, photo shoots, wardrobe management, makeover, as well as speaking and workshops for a party of five or more. And I know I don't talk about this much, but my secondary audience, which I do cater to and love near and dear because it keeps just my creative hearts flowing, which is the e-commerce styling for independent fashion brands. So yes, if you know an independent fashion brand who makes their own clothes, or you know, they just is a micro seller, I do lookbooks and campaign advertising for e-commerce styling, because it kind of just gets me in my creative zone when it comes to private clients. You know, my professionals are more a bit on the conservative side, but I do love y'all too. But the creative, the e-commerce definitely keeps my creative heart flowing. So if you're interested in that, log on to www.miien.co/services and check out the description as well as the benefits. And if you're interested in furthering that, you can click on the button and complete the client inquiry form. Are you interested in improving your personal appearance on your own pace? We have fashion tools to help you control the pace of your style journey. Just log on to shop.miien.co and you will find books that you can read that actually has my proprietary system. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, y'all.